U.S. soldier allegedly killed his wife, faked a distress call in a Facebook post, and then helps her mother to search for her. There it is, right there. U.S. soldier allegedly killed wife, faked distress in Facebook post, and helped her mom look for her. I mean, what can you say about a person like that? Very evil. Welcome to Ray Dog's Random Thoughts. Rayshawn Blyden here, politicalbombshow.com. If this is correct, evil and sadistic isn't even the word to be used to describe this. On top of evil, a satanic evil. I mean, if this is correct, a U.S. soldier allegedly killed wife, faked distress in Facebook posts, and helped her mom look for her. An army soldier in Alaska accused of fatally shooting his newly wife. Stashing her body in a storm drain, then posting desperate Facebook messages about her disappearance and helping her mother search for her. I can't even pronounce his name. This is a long name. I can't pronounce his name. I can't. But anyway, heinous hubby, I'm going to try, Zarius Hildebrand, 21, has been charged with raps including first-degree murder and tampering with evidence in the slaying of his spouse, Alaska National Guard combat medic Saria Hildebrand, was also 21, the police department said. Hildebrand, who is a cannon crew member assigned to the 2nd Infantry Barricade combat team, reported Saria missing Monday evening, August 7th, KTUU reported. She was then found dead from a gunshot wound to the left temple Thursday in a 4x5 foot storm drain near the couple's apartment. Now here's an update. Information on my missing wife. This is what he posted. You have to be a special sick person to do this. But anyway, it says, update on my wife missing. Please share and repost. Hildebrand had written on Facebook on Wednesday night above a picture of his wife's missing poster. The day before her body was discovered. The day before her body was discovered, and fewer I don't know what's going on with my voice here. Saria's distraught mother told the newspaper, he walked around for hours with me, searching for my daughter, knowing that she was dead. That's evil. I am sorry. I mean, evil, man. It's evil. I don't know what else to say. It's beyond evil. Let's see. In an interview, separate interview, one of the couple's friends told police that Soraya mentioned she did not plan to work August 6th. What does this have to do with anything here? I don't know. Unbelievable. I'm trying to look through for a motive. I'm not finding any motives here. Let's see, the suspect also bought a 96-gallon garbage can from a nearby Lowe's, and police located a mop and the mop bucket in the apartment that matched the kind sold on the same aisle as the can. When detective executed a search warrant for the apartment, they found the mattress was saturated by human blood, the complaint detailed. There was so much blood on the mattress that the blood soaked through onto the carpet and into the wood frame. Wow. Investigators also found evidence of blood all over the bathtub and some of the floors, most likely after cleanup attempts were made, by the document said. I must be tired. The way how I read that, it was like a Joe Biden. I didn't read that properly, but nonetheless. Yeah. You're a sicko. He is now being held on a $500,000 bond. Barney spoke at the arraignment, calling her son-in-law's action terrifying. The young woman's family wrote on in the Facebook statement, "Soraya Barney was an amazing young girl. No one could have imagined that this would happen to her." And they have a GoFundMe page if you are so inclined to help. This is sad and tragic. A lot of young people have no business being married, especially if you're secular and you're not a Christian. You really don't have any business. That you're still young. I don't know what these two went through, but killing her, sick stuff, really is. I mean, if you can't get along with someone, yeah, you just married them. What do you think? If you divorced her, she's gonna take half of what you have. You probably have nothing, and now you're really gonna have. You're not gonna have anything when you are gonna end up in prison. Unbelievable. I don't know. I don't know why young people get married that young. Or it's not really a matter of getting married young, although the statistics are really bad, but I don't know how long they were dating and they were engaged before they got married, but you need to go through those steps first. You definitely shouldn't bypass those steps. And obviously you shouldn't. It's difficult because being a Christian, you can't live with them, or could you live with them and not have sex? I don't know. But I think it would be almost impossible to live with your girlfriend or fiance, and if you're sleeping in the same bed, yeah, it's gonna be tough. But anyway, leave a like, share, and subscribe. Let me know what you think should happen to someone such as this guy who decides to execute his wife, newlywed. I don't know. This stinks. I hope he does not get out on bond, because I feel like he might be a flight risk, honestly.